Oh. So we're going to try to define the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim and the scope of this mitzvah. Of course, the significance of the mitzvah we know, it's Hukash Kvodo, L'Kvod HaMakom, you know, this is on a very high level, the Torah put it. The Gemara in Yevamos quotes this very famous drasha, which is called by the name of Kulchem Chayovim B'Kvodi. What does that mean? How far does Kibud Avaim go? Would it require of me, if my parents would ask me to do so, to violate a law of the Torah? So the question on the table is, if there's a clash between the mitzvah, the great mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, on the one hand, and another mitzvah or a losas in the Torah, how would we navigate ourselves through such a situation? So in general, whenever you have an essay on one side versus a losas on the other side, we have a universal principle that applies. Essay docha losas, correct? That means an essay overrides a losas. So for example, in the case of kelayim, if you have tzitzis, and the beged is made of pishtan, right, flax, and you put on chute tzemer of tzitzis, that's made of wool, then the combination thereof, and you tie it down, would be kelayim. And yet, although lemaisa we don't do it, for various other technical reasons, but as far as pure halacha is concerned, you would be allowed to wear kelayim b'tzitzis, and you would apply the principle of essay dochalos. Now, in the case, just to give you a little background of the Gemara in Yevamos, what's the Gemara in Yevamos talking about? So, you may recall that in the case of Yibum, if my brother would marry my sister, right? No, that didn't make any sense. Okay, let me start again. If two brothers marry two sisters, that's the case, right? Two brothers marry two sisters. So if one brother dies without children and his wife falls to Yibum to his brother, which is the classical structure of Yibum, then in this particular scenario, she's also his wife's sister. So in addition to being what's called Eshes Achiv, the wife of his brother, his late brother, which the Torah permitted for the sake of Yibum, there's another additional erva here in the fact that she is Achos Ishto, the wife, the sister of his wife, correct? So the Gemara wants to know if there's a Havamina to apply the principle of Ese Docha Losas. Now, the losase here of Achos Ishto, the wife of his sister, is what you call an Avera Chamura. It's a high-powered, strict Iser, because it's an Iser Shesh Bokaris. So if we're going to find a model for Ese Docha Losase that would explain why in this case Yibum might theoretically work and should apply, we're going to have to find a model in which the essay is docha a losase chamur sheyeshbo kares, and the case is going to be Kibud Avaim versus Shabbos. Salke daita chamina, I would apply the following logic. Tesei mi Kibud Avaim, let's derive from Kibud Avaim the conclusion that a man should marry his wife's sister in the case of Yibum. And we would apply the principle of Ese Dochalosis. Tisanya. Yachol Yehe Kibud Avaim Docha Shabbos. I might think, Yachol always introduces a Havamina before Yalfusa. I might think that Kibud Avaim overrides the Shabbos. Talmud Lomar. Ish imo the aviv tiro veshabsosai tishmoru. The Torah speaks about reverence for parents, and then it tells you to observe the Shabbos. Why are these two written contiguous, one next to the other? To teach us that kulchem chayovim bichvodi. So this is the famous Yalfusa that's called kulchem chayovim bichvodi, that teaches us that we don't apply the principle of essay dochalosase to violate the Shabbos. So the Gemara applies the following logic. My love, isn't it the following case? The Omar Le, his father said to him, Shchotli, slaughter an animal for me. That's an Av Malach. That's one of the 39 Malachs. Or alternatively, Basheli, cook for me. V'taima, why don't I listen to my father? The Kasav Rachmon Eshapsol say Tishmor, because of this famous Yalfusa of Kulchem Chayomim Bechvodi. Ha'lav Hachi, if not for this Yalfusa of Kulchem Chayomim Bechvodi, lo, I would have said that he should violate Ha'lav Hachi, excuse me, Dachi, he should violate Shabbos for the sake of Kibbut Avayim. So now, it's interesting. When you have the Alfusa that tells you not, that gives you a negative, what you have the right to do is to say that this is a special, unique case, an exception to the rule. Go back to the Havamina, the Salkadaitach. What would have been the din if not for that special Yalfusa? And that becomes the rule. Do you follow? So from the exception to the rule, we derive the rule. So the exception to the rule is that I don't violate the Shabbos for the sake of the mitzvah Kibbut Avayim. And that's based on Kulchem Chayom Bechvodi, Eshem Sol Sei Tishmoru. Apparently the rule would have been, if not for the special pasuk of Eshem Sol Sei Tishmoru, that Kibbut Avayim would override the Shabbos. And I would actually listen to my father and shecht an animal or cook something for him on Shabbos. So you see that the power of an essay, in this case, Kibbut Avayim, is so great that would override even Shabbos, which is a lav chomur. It's a los asesheish bokaris. Therefore, in the case of Yibum, I would have thought that Yibum should override Achos Ishto. If his own wife's sister falls for Yibum, because she's his sister-in-law in two ways. She's his sister-in-law because he was married to his late brother. She's his sister-in-law because she's the sister of his wife. And yet, essay would be dochalosas. However, in Kibbut Avayim, there's an exception to the rule. And why? Because the Torah says, Esham sosai tishmoru kulchem chayovim bechvodi. Alright? So everybody who has this page, if you would kindly underline, again, I only have one extra pen over here, but if you would please underline the words in the Gemara, on the second line, Esham sosai tishmoru kulchem chayovim bechvodi. Those are the key words that you have to hack around. You don't have to let it sink into your brain. Esham Sosei Tishmoru is a pasuk, and it teaches me that we do not allow Kibbut Avayim to override the Shabbos because of the pasuk Esham Sosei Tishmoru. Halav Hachi, if not for this pasuk Esham Sosei Tishmoru, then Kibbut Avayim would override the Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Lo, you have no proof. Because you are assuming that before Esham Sosei Tishmoru, you would listen to your parents to violate the Shabbos in one of the 39 Malachos, which, as we said before, is a Lav Chomer, is a very severe Lav. It's a Lav Sheish Bokaris, of Shchotli or Basheli." The Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the case. What is the case? Lav d'mechamer. We know that Shabbos, in addition to the 39 categories of Malacha, which generate a chiyuv karis, a chiyuv misa, Shabbos also has isurim, prohibitions, that a classical lavim, for which you get malchus, the punishment is not the severe punishment of death, and one of those various isurim is called mechamer. Who can tell me what mechamer is?
Like leading
excellent, the leading the animal, and what's on the animal? A burden is on the animal's back. So, so you place a burden on the animal's back, and then you lead the animal. That's called mechamer, and that's a lav of Shabbos, but not a lav chomer, not a lav sheish bokaris of mises bezdin, but like a lav ba'alma, like a general lav. So my father tells me on Shabbos to be mechamer achar behemto. And therefore, you have a situation of esei dochalosas. I would have thought I should listen to my father. And now we go back to Esham Sosei Tishmoru, Kulchem Chayom Bechvodu, tells me not so. But what would be the rule now? The rule would have been that esei dochalosas, but what kind of losas? A regular classical losas or a losas sheish bokaris? A regular losas, namely what? Mechamer achar behemto b'shabes. So therefore, I still don't have a hava mina that an essay has the power to override a losa sheyesh bo karis like a chos ishto. So the Gemara says, "Vafilu hachilo dachi." So now you're telling me that from a shabsosai tishmoru, I derive that kibud av ha'em does not override a regular lav like lav de mechaner. Ela de kaimalon, the essay osi essay v'dochi losasa. We have a principle in general that essay overrides a losasa. Ligmar mehacha to lo litchi. Let's derive the conclusion from this case of Eshabsose Tishmoru that essay cannot override a losasa. V'chi teven, if you'll tell me shani lave de Shabbos de Chamir, maybe even though Mechamer is a classical lav, but it belongs to a group. It belongs to a class of Shabbos, so it has an extra chumrah because it belongs to Shabbos. V'atana bi'almakoi, v'lo kaparach. We have a Tana and another Brisa that talks about every single lav and teaches me that kibud av ha'em does not override any lav in the Torah. Disanya yachal amar lo aviv hitame. If a son who's a Kohen is not allowed to go into a cemetery and his father commands him to go into the cemetery, I might think that he has to listen to his father and violate the law of Tumas Kohenim and enter into a cemetery. O Shomar Lo, or his father says to him, Al Taxi, don't return a lost object. Yachal Yishmalo, I might think that he should listen to his father and violate the law of Tumas Kohenim, or the law of Lo Suchal Isalem, by refusing to return a lost Aveda. Talmud Lomar, Ish Imo V'yov Tiro, Shabsos Tishmoru, Kulchem Chayov Mechvodo. So again, what do we see? That essay of Kibud Av Ha'em would have been Docha Losaseh, but now the Torah says, no, ain't essay Docha Losaseh. So let's derive from here that ain't essay Docha Losaseh, which is the opposite conclusion to what we derive from Kelayim B'tzitzis. Ella, the final line, the bottom line in this Gemara is Mishum de Ikol and Mifrach, because you could ask the following question, Mala Hanach Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. What does this mean, Mala Hanach Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah? All these cases where your father tells you to be Mechamer on Shabbos, or to go into a cemetery, or not to return Aveda, all this is called Hechsher Mitzvah. So if you take a look at number Vav on your page, Tosa says the following, that this case of Kulchem Chayovim Bechvodi is in the case of Mechamer, nevertheless from here, we do not derive as a general rule the lo litchi lav greater, that an essay is not powerful enough to override a losasa, a regular losasa. Til malakibud shekein hechsher mitzvah, because in these cases, the kibud that he's involved in is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's a prologue to a mitzvah. It's not gufa mitzvah, as Tosfos is going to say in a minute, it's hechsher mitzvah. Kishe mechamer umetame umeiniach milahatzer aveda kedei lahavi gozos liaviv. In other words, his father wants him to bring food, to bring good steak. So he's got to carry the food on the animal's back, or he has to enter into the Beis HaKvaros to retrieve the animal. Or, instead of returning an Aveda, he's involved in bringing the food to his father. B'shas techias halav, at the moment that he violates the lav of Mechamer, or Tuma, or Lo Suchal Salmin Aveda. Ein machilo umalbisho, he's not feeding his father, he's not putting clothes on his father, warming his father up, which defines the gufa shel mitzvah. And therefore, we cannot say that there's an essay here that overrides a losasa, because in order to override a losasa, you need to involve yourself in the essay at the moment that you violate the losasa. But if at the moment that you violate the losasa, you haven't yet come to the mitzvah, you're in a preparatory stage, what's called a heksha mitzvah. In other words, in this case, a kibud av, where you're not feeding your father at this point, but you're violating the law of Mechamer as a preparatory stage, as a prologue to being machilo to kibud av ha'em, there you don't have an essay to be docha losasa. Avol bi'alma. But as a general rule, the avid gufa mitzvah, when he's involved in the essence of the mitzvah, the gufa mitzvah, not into the preparatory stage, and at that moment he violates a law, Yalfido mi kelayim betzitzis didochi. Then we're going to use the paradigm of kelayim betzitzis to derive that esse docha los asa. So let's just summarize the whole sugi. For those of you who are following me, this is a complicated sugya, and it would normally take probably about 3-4 hours to really... So I'm trying to condense that into about 15 minutes. So bear with me. What we're saying is that there was a havamina that esei docha losase, even a losase chomur. When I say chomur, I mean kareis and above. For example, the case of achos ishta, with two brothers married two sisters, and one brother died childless. His wife falls for yivum to his surviving brother. But this woman is not only the wife of his surviving brother, she's also the sister of his wife. So she's achos ishto. What was the havamina here that yibum would apply? The answer is that the mitzvah of yibum would override the lav chamur of what? Of achos ishto. Where do I find such a thing? Where is the source? Where is the breakthrough that teaches me that an essay is so powerful that it could override even a lav sheyesh bo kares? We find it by kibud av ha'em. Again, not by the rule. In other words, let me say it this way. Not by the final conclusion of Eshav Sose Tishmoru Kuchem Chayom Bechvodi, which is derived from that Yalfusa, but by the rule that would have applied if not for that Yalfusa. What would have been the din if my father tells you to violate the Shabbos? Had it not been for Eshav Sose Tishmoru Kuchem Chayom Bechvodi, I would have applied the rule of Ese Docha Losase. Even though Shabbos is what kind of a Losase? It's a Losase Chomor, it's a Losase Sheish Pokar, Sheish Pok Bisa. So here's the precedent. Here's the rule. That Ese Docha Losase Chomor, and therefore if we apply that in the case of Yibum, Yibum would override Achos Ishta. Clear? The Gemara says, wait a minute. You have no proof. Maybe the Havamina that you've listened to your parents and be Makayim Mitzvahs Kibud Avim and override the Shabbos is not the case of Shchotli, Basheli, which is a Lav Chomur, but rather it's a case of Machamer. And don't tell me that Machamer is a Lav Chomur because Machamer is classical Lav. And not only that, we have Eshav Sosei Tishmoru to teach me that I don't listen to my father to violate Tumas Kohanim. I don't listen to my father to refrain from returning an Aveda and violate the Lav Lo Sukhalis Aleim. And that's all derived from Eshav Sosei Tishmoru. So Gemara says, so let's derive from here that Ein Esei Docha Losase. So the Gemara says, no. This is a case of what? Of Hechsher Mitzvah. Is anybody here in the room willing to tell me what Hechsher Mitzvah is according to Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Chananya? Just don't all offer at once, because with so many candidates, I don't know how to choose one over the other.
Preparation. Well,
excellent. Very good. I like a preparation for the mitzvah. At the time that I am leading this animal with the meat on top of its back, am I fulfilling the mitzvah kibud av ha'em? No. The mitzvah kibud av ha'em is machilo, is when I feed him. I'm not yet ready to feed him. The food is here. My father's here. I got a long distance to traverse. It will take me who knows how long. I have to be mechamerach behem to schlep the meat. That's called a heksher mitzvah. We don't say esei docha losase in a heksher mitzvah. In order to postulate esei docha losase, we have to have simultaneity of gufa shel mitzvah and akiras avera, and violating the law. That we don't have.
Begin, which needed the neck torn out of it in order to make the begin work. And his father said, tear it while you put it on, tear the begin, and it falls on top.
So Joe, are you looking for a case where the essay of Kibud Av Ha'em would clash with a Losa Seh,
exactly,
but it's not a Heksha Mitzvah, right? It's Gufa Shal Mitzvah?
Right.
So, I have a Rambam for you. And the Rambam does seem to apply the principle of Esei Docha Losase to Kibud Av Ha'em. Where is the Rambam? It's at the end of Perek Yud Aleph Mehilchos Gzeilah V'Aveidah. Let's see on your page. It would be number Hey, so you can follow it while I read it from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ra'as ha'aveda, v'amar lo aviv, al tachzirena. The father tells the son, don't return the aveda. Yazir v'lo yekabel mimenu. He should not accept his father's command and violate the law of lo sucha l'salim. So you'll tell me, Rabbi, so from here I derive the conclusion that ein esei dochalos ase in kibbud av. No. I'm going to prove to you that the Rambam holds esei dochalos ase. Says the Rambam, shim kibel mi aviv. If he accepts his father's command, nimtza, it will turn out, be eish shekiei mitzvah sase shal kabedes avicha, at that moment that he's fulfilling kabedes avicha, Bitel ese shall hashev to shivim, the avar alo sucha l'salim. It's a double whammy. We can apply the principle of ese docha losase if it's only a losase. But if on the side of the losase is bolstered and supported by an ese, so you've got a double barreled mitzvah here. You've got hashev to shivim and lo sucha l'salim combining into one power. It's a losase and an ese. In such a case, we apply the rule that ein esei docha los asevi esei. We've got a number of rules here on the table. We have one rule that says that an esei cannot be docha los asevi if it's only a hechsher mitzvah. We have another rule that says that an esei cannot be docha los asevi if the los says chamur, and that the Gemara vacillates back and forth depending upon how you learn the case of eshab sosai tishmoru. You have a case of ein esei docha los asevi esei in the case of hashev teshivim and losucha l'salim in Aveda. But what do I derive from this Rambam? Is the case of Aveda the rule or the exception to the rule? It's the exception to the rule. What's exceptional about Aveda, says the Rambam? It's both an esei and a los asevi. Had it been a classical los asevi, what would have been the rule? Esei docha los asevi. So the Rambam here is applying the rule of esei docha los asevi to kibud avim. Again, for technical reasons, it doesn't win the day because Aveda is a high-powered, upgraded mitzvah. It's got a losas and an essay to it. But other than that, had it been a classical losas and greater, then we would apply the principle of essay docha losa to keep it aveim. But I don't get it. What happened to eshab sosai tishmoru? And the Rambam paskins eshab sosai tishmoru. Take a look at number ches on your page. This is the Rambam in Hilchus Mamrim. It should be Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis. Is that correct? Misha Omar Lo Aviv Lavar Al Divrei Torah Bein Sha Omar Lo Lavar Al Mitzvus Lo Sase O Levatel Mitzvus Ese Afilu Shel Divreim. So my father tells me to violate a law in the Torah. He tells me not to fulfill a Mitzvus Ese, even something like Chanukah Purim. He tells me Harezo Lo Yishmalo. He doesn't listen to his father. Shenemar ish aviv, ish imo v'yov tiro eshab sosai tishmoru. Kulchem chayovim b'chvodi. So my friends, it's not as if the Rambam is oblivious to this drasha, this famous Yalfusov, kulchem chayovim b'chvodi. The Rambam himself codifies it. Is therefore it's impossible to say esei docha losa by kibud avim. So why then, in Gzela Vaveda, does the Rambam say that the problem here, when your father tells you not to return the Aveda, is that Ashavas Aveda has both an essay and a losaseh, implying that if it was only a losaseh, a classical losaseh bilvad, then you would apply essay docha losaseh to keep it aveim? But here the Rambam says in Ilkas Mamrim, Eshav sosai tishmoru, kulkam chayovim bichvodi, harezalo yishmalo. You hear the kasha? It's unbelievable steer. I looked in the Frankel Rambam in the back. I always look in the Sefer HaMavtech. He doesn't talk about this. How could the Rambam apply the principle, the yardstick of Esei Docha Losa to Kibud Avim, when Kibud Avim is the exception to the rule, and you don't apply Esei Docha Losa because of Kulchem Chayovim Bichvodi? And the Rambam himself has Kulchem Chayovim Bichvodi. So why then in Hilchus Gzeilav Aveda does the Rambam have to come on to the fact that Ashavas Aveda is an upgraded losase because it's both a losa and an essay? Dalmiyaki, let him drop that. Tepeklemishum, tiksiv, eshab sosai tishmoru. As the Rambam himself says in Hilchos Mamrim.
Could you say that Shabbos Aveda has a isn't like a it has the time limit on the Shabbos Aveda might be different?
Wait, Joe. I think you're missing the point if you're going that road. If you're going that route, and I want to stop you immediately because we also are on a time limitation. But if you get the pun. But what I meant to say was that there's nothing inferior about Hashavas Aveda. On the contrary, the Rambam puts Hashavas Aveda on a pedestal because it's got both the essay Hashav Teshivim and the Losa Salusuch Salim. Therefore, it becomes so powerful, the two forces of the essay and Losa combine against the essay of Kibbut Av, and therefore we say it's one against two, and two is greater than one. But you could certainly derive the conclusion, it's a valid way of analyzing the Rambam, that if you had a regular losasa, which was just a losasa and nothing else, then the essay of Kibbut Av would be docha the losasa. What happened with kulchem chayovim b'chvodi? That the Rambam says if my father tells me to violate a law, or if my father tells me even not to fulfill an essay, or even not to fulfill a mitzvah derabbanan, I don't listen to my father. And why not? Because the Torah says eshab solsei tishmoru kulchem chayovim b'chvodi. So what's the havamin here to say essay dochalosas?
Make us benam l'chavero, so you would assume that it's a higher level, and therefore the whole idea of kavod is to refer to give kavod to someone else, and that's why you would assume it would be a different status. Whereas a benam l'makom, maybe you wouldn't have that same level.
But again, when you read the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, again, take an honest to goodness look at the Rambam, and the Rambam says, Misha amar lo aviv lavar al divrei Torah, whether it's a losas or an essay, does the Rambam differentiate between Bein Olam l'chaver and Bein Olam l'makom?
No.
I mean, I think you'd have to admit to me that the Rambam is making a universal statement here that when there's a clash between your father's command and the Torah's command, no matter what that command is, I wouldn't put Bein Olam l'chaver on a lower level.
Can I re-emphasize my point? What I'm saying is that his Hashavas Aveda, he's not saying to the, this case is not that he's going to destroy this this Aveda. He's just telling him not to return it now. Right? So it could be that it, in the final analysis, he still has that opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah, perhaps at a later date.
But then that's not what we're talking about here.
That's why
the Rambam is saying that at the time that he's mekayim the mitzvah of kavedes avicha, he's mevatel. Look at the language of the Rambam. It's a number A. Mevatel esei shal shev tashemis. He's just delaying the mitzvah of hashem tashemis. That's a whole different story. The Rambam is talking about bitul esei and a violation of lo sucha l'salem. You can't put that on hold. If you could put that on hold, maybe it's a whole different horse of a different color. The Rambam is simply saying, "Ein esei docha losa sevi esei." But apparently, he's applying the yardstick of esei docha losa sevi to keep it out of aim, and I don't know what gives him the right to do so. The Magid Mishnah, by the way, just to complicate matters, says the following: "Ra es haved of yomer lo aval tachziren of pirush." This is one of those cases that are kind of rare when the Magid Mishnah adds a whole piece to the Rambam. Pirush, what's what I'm talking about? El asok b'diburi lahavi li gozos. Hey, you know, it's almost as if the Magid Mishnah is saying, hey, listen, what kind of father would tell his son, don't return an aveda? That's a pretty no good kind of father, you know what I mean? I'm not sure how much respect we're going to have for such a father. So what does it mean? Al tachziren, but you should pocket the aveda for yourself. That's not what's going on here. We're not talking about a father who's an evildoer. Pirush el asok b'diburi lahavi li gozos. Right now, I need you desperately to bring me my food. He's hungry. You don't want to dramatize it. He's an elderly father. He's lying in bed. He's handicapped. Whatever it might be. So you know you have to have compassion for the father, says the Magid Mishnah. Yeah, but it's only an essay. And not returning a Veda is a losasa and an essay. So an essay, docha losa the essay. But the truth of the matter is that when we, excuse me, when we get back to the Gemara in Yevamos that we started with, I want you to notice Tosus' kasha in Yevamos. I bolded it because I think we really have to study it very carefully. This is the second source on your page. V'im tomar. Factosis the following kash. Lamali kra b'kibud avayim. D'lo dochi Shabbos. Tulsa says, why do I need this kulchem chayov b'chvod? D'v'lav kra nami lo dochi. Even if we didn't have this pasuk, it's unthinkable that kibud av would be powerful enough to override a losus in the Torah. Why? And here I ask you to underline the next five words. Shehu v'aviv musharim ala Shabbos. Can you underline those words?
That's the same argument.
What does that mean? Shehu v'aviv musharim ala Shabbos.
It's the same thing as kol chamcha mikhodi, though.
Not really.
It's the same idea.
It's an idea, but it doesn't have a pasuk attached to it. Meaning, it's a piece of logic. The Gemara very often says, Iboy same a kroy, Iboy same a svara. But when I need a svara, when I have a svara, I don't need a pasuk. So even without the pasuk, Tosis says, how could you even entertain the possibility that the essay of Kibud Avim would override the Shabbos? Who, the Aviv, you and your father share that obligation to observe the Shabbos? Where do we find such a svara? Did Tosis invent it? Kida Omar, as the Gemara says, Beperikama de Kiddushin. Gabi Aviv Omer Ashkeni. His father asks him for a cup of water. The Imo Omra Ashkeni. Now notice this. His parents are married, not divorced. So if his parents are married, what do? We now have a conflict of two equal mitzvahs. My father needs a cup of water, my mother needs a cup of water. What do? So the Gemara actually gives us guidelines for that. Hanach kvodi mecha, vasei kvod avicha, shatovi mecha, chayovim bechvod avicha. You and your mother share a kavod to your father. So if you have A and B vying for kavod from C, then if both C and A are chayiv kavod yachad to B, a mutual kind of kavod, then B comes first. That's the Gemara's logic. The Gemara does not quote any pasuk for that. V'chein, and so to Avicha Omer Ashkeni, my father asked me for a cup of water, U'mitzvah lasos, and at that moment I have another mitzvah to fulfill, Hanach kvod Avicha, put aside the covet of your father, the asay mitzvah, and get involved in the mitzvah. So the mitzvah takes precedence over Kibud Av. Why? Shatovi Avicha Chayovim lasos HaMitzvah. It's almost as if Almighty God and your father, you can't say that in the same breath, right? Are both vying for your covet. So who comes first? Almighty God comes first. Why? Because I have a logical. Because my father himself, who's demanding covet, is chayiv and covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's almost like you have a domino theory. You have this overriding covet, and then you have a secondary covet who has to subjugate himself or herself to the great covet. And then you're on the receiving end over here. You don't know who's covered to give. So you give greater cover to Big Bear, you know, to Papa Bear. Why? Because Mama Bear is chayev and covered. Chayev is covered to Papa Bear. You know, you could just write a Bernstein's Bears book about this, right? So that's what happens.
How do we know that it's mecha chayev and covered avicha?
Right, so that's a sugya in many places in Shas, that a wife has to fulfill the chiyuv kavod to her husband, and therefore the Gemara applies the principle of ata v'imecha chayav mechvod avicha.
But that's a svara?
No, I don't know. I don't know what it is. That's not relevant to us. What's relevant to us is the svara of ata v'avicha, or ata v'imecha. Says Tosus, if we apply that svara of ata v'avicha to the case of Shabbos, then we have an actual case of ata v'avicha chayav mechvod Shabbos. What then was the halamina that I need a pasuk of kulchem chayom bechvodi Hashem sosai tishmoru to teach me that Kibud Avim does not override the Shabbos? There was no possibility for Kibud Avim overriding the Shabbos, because my father himself, who's demanding kavod, has to subjugate himself to the kavod of Shabbos. And that's a svar. V'yesh lomar, says Tosus, and I put it in small print, and I'll tell you why. Tel mehacha yalfin in hasel. Tosus says that Hassam over there in Kiddushin, that the Gemara applies what seems at the surface to be a svara. Atav avicha chayov mechva, atav imecha chayov mechva avicha, atav avicha chayov mechva mitzvah. That mechanics is a svara, says Tosus, yalfinan Hassam mehacha. It's based on halacha derived here in Yevamos from the pasuk Eshapsosi Tishmor.
So there is no svara,
and it's not a svara. Now, Rabosai, the reason I put this in small print is because I submit to you the following. A, how could one assume that the Gemara in Kiddushin is based on the Gemara in Yevamos, when the Gemara in Kiddushin, in two different places, mind you, one in the case of Amalo Aviv Ashkenimayim, Amalo Imo Ashkenimayim, the other in the case of Amalo Aviv Ashkenimayim Mitzvah Lassos. In both these cases, the Gemara quotes a Svara without mentioning, without referring to the Pasuk, Eshab Solsei Tishmor. How could it be that the Gemara in Kiddushin is deriving a Svara from a Pasuk without quoting that Pasuk? Mm-hmm. I mean, all of the Shas, the Gemara says, Meichet Tesi, what's your source for it? Not only is there no footnote, but the whole language, the formulation of the Gemara is the formulation of a Svara. And frankly speaking, the Svara is very logical. That if you have a choice situation, where to hire, how to prioritize COVID, it makes sense to prioritize COVID to the one who has the overbearing COVID on the next one, and therefore the next one has to kowtow to the overbearing COVID. So to say that Mehasam, that Hasam Yalfina Mihaka, and that this Gemara in Yevamos of Eshab Solsei Tishmor is the source for the Gemara in Kiddusha, which derives what seems to be a Svara, is very, very difficult. And that's point number one. Point number two, and this I think will be homework for you if you want to really get into this, is I believe that Tosis's Kasha is no Kasha at all, according to the Rambam. But the clue is to read the Rambam carefully in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel, and Perek Vav Halacha Yud Dalet. And if you'll tell me, well, I'm lazy Rabbi, I don't have a Rambam, so I printed all three Rambams for you on the page, and I'm giving you this page as a gift. If you want, I'll sign it on the back. You'll sell it in 50 years on eBay. And I'm telling you that if you read the Rambam carefully, you will see that Tosis Kasha is no Kasha. And that's why I think that we don't need Tosis's answer, which I think is very dochak, to suggest that the Gemara in Kiddushin is somehow deriving its conclusion not from Svara, not from some external piece of logic, but rather from the halacha that's derived from a pasuk in Yevamos, Eshab Solsei Tishmor. But what I'd rather suggest is that the Gemara in Yevamos is going on one line of reasoning and deriving one particular rule. The Gemara in Kiddushin, based on Svara without a pasuk, is deriving a different rule. And in Echinami, we need both rules. And one without the other would not suffice. One rule could be derived from Svara, the other rule goes way beyond the Svara and has extremely dramatic implications and repercussions, and that needs a pasuk. And that I think you'll see in the Rambam here in Hilchas Mamre. Once you derive the conclusion from these three Rambams that I'd like you to derive, then I want you to come back to the Rambam Hilchas Gzeil Vaveda, which is number Hey on your page, and answer the question as to why the Rambam applies Ese Dochalosa, sir, in the case where his father tells him, Al Tachzirenu, just that the answer is that Hashavas Aveda is an upgraded mitzvah, and therefore it's got both a losa and an essay, and an essay dochalosa v'essay. So I've given you this page, and I'm giving you a week's time, and I'm asking you to do this piece of work, because given the schedule that we have, it's very difficult to fit everything in to one. And not only that, but this way, it gets your mind working. So you take this wherever you go with you, except in the washroom. You can't think Torah thoughts in a bathhouse or in a bathroom. But outside of the bathroom, this is what I want you to be thinking about. And this will be a perfect exercise in understanding a mitzvah like Kibud Av Aim in its depth, precisely, and how to analyze a Rambam and read the words very carefully. That's the Ikar Shebikarim, is to learn how to read a Rambam very, very carefully. Okay, then?